Whoever rebels riding on the net, unchaining voices for freedom set. No more control, no more deceit. I'll take a stance we won't retreat. Knowledge is power, power is knowledge, and it belongs to us. Self-reliance, our path to success. Liberty fights, breaking the law, decentralized, so few sense goals. We'll take back control.
So check this out here, people. I need to hit the end button on the audio. I suck at doing this. I'm all out of practice here. Welcome back to it's going to be Liberty Bites instead of the Digital Liberation Podcast. I'm going to rebrand it. Just might as well just keep it at Liberty Bites because that's the website. And the blog, and it's goes more along of what this needs to be, and that's, you know, digital liberty. But anyways, I digress. This is the episode is back to basics. The issue I'm having is with Matrix. Now, Matrix, I love Matrix. It's a great thing. It's just, I don't know. it's, if you don't know, Matrix is like Discord, but it's federated and encrypted, end-to-end encrypted, and introduces a whole shitload of problems that they're not really able to keep up with. Let's just start here. The way Matrix works is that you have what's called a home server, and your messages federate out to other people on other home servers. There are rooms, like Discord has rooms that you can get in, and people from different home servers can talk. The problem is, unless you host your own server, it's just like everything else in the Fediverse. You are at the whim of somebody else, whether or not they can keep up their server up to date and online. The one that I use is Hack Liberty. Hack Liberty, I love the people. I love what they're about and all the services that they do provide, but I'm thinking they're having some issues. I don't know if it's a money issue and keeping the servers going, because they do offer a lot of services. There's 1, 2, 3 different front ends two different front ends for Matrix and the Matrix home server itself. They've got a Write Freely, a Simplex server, a forum, Lemmy, GitT, Bookstack. But even their Git goes down. And the problem I'm having is that it's just server instability. I mean, once in a while, it'll stay up and work for days or a week and not have any issues. But then it goes down, and it will go down for days. And the timing that it does go down is usually when I'm in a spicy chat and we're got a really good back and forth going, and then the server just stops and I'm gone and I can't make a connection. Yeah, I can go to a different home server, but I'm not going to. Everybody is all over Matrix.org's its home server. And the problem with that is just like Mastodon. Everybody's on Mastodon.social. Kind of defeats the purpose of being decentralized if you're on somebody else's home server. It's, and you're relying on them to keep your data safe. And it's not cool. The barrier for entry, the ideal thing for the Federation is if you host all of your own federated services. That's how the Fediverse is decentralized. The problem is, it's, you're just basically replacing big tech with a bunch of little small techs, because you just create all these little servers, and each of the individual servers are allowed to federate with whoever they want. So if you happen to get onto a home server that works, but they don't want to federate with your friends on the home server that they're on, you're screwed. So you can't talk to them. They're allowed to each individually censor what they want and control what they want, which is totally fine. But that's not freedom. That's not liberty. You're still beholden to somebody else. You're not sovereign. And the issue that with matrix.org is that there are reports, I haven't seen any for a while, but a year or two ago, they went through and deleted a bunch of people, a lot of users that they didn't like, whoever runs the server. And there are other servers out there that do the same thing, just like in Mastodon. And it's not cool. I don't want to support that kind of thing, and I'm not going to talk about doing that. I like Hack Liberty. I have no problem with them. I love them. They are awesome when they work. The problem is it goes down. It's been going down way too much here recently. And I just can't do it. But the one thing that I've realized and noticed, back in the 90s, there was this thing called IRC. And then along came XMPP and the email. And we were told these were all going to die off, but somehow we are more reliant on email today than we were in the 80s and the 90s. IRC is still going strong, rock solid. Freenode is dead. The server, the Freenode network is dead, but it was replaced basically by LiberaChat. And there are other people that have their own networks too. They're smaller networks, but they're there and it's still working. And what's really cool about IRC, XMPP, and things like that is that it works over Tor, the ClearNet, and I2P. I'm pretty sure it probably works over LokiNet too, if that's going to still be a thing, but who knows. But this is what I've decided to do. I'm kicking Matrix to the curb. They just can't seem to work. I hear from my techie friends that they've got problems with the Matrix protocol itself. It's showing cracks. There's issues with encryption. The sync is all screwed up. Scalability, it just doesn't seem to go. There for a while, there was, when I was originally on matrix.org, I was on there for years as a home server. Then I switched to nitro.chat. And then, and the reason I did I first switched to Nitro.chat was because I heard of the Matrix.org was banning users that it didn't agree with. So I don't agree with that, so I left. Went to Nitro.chat. Turns out there is a syncing problem between Nitro.chat and Matrix.org and many other home servers. They're not syncing correctly. Sometimes you will see what you're typing in Element or any other client, and it looks like everything's going smooth and right, but nobody replies to what you just said. And then all of a sudden, 12 hours later, they see it, and the conversation is totally out of place because nobody understands what the hell anybody was talking about. It just looks like everybody went schizophrenic all of a sudden and started talking about other shit. And this isn't just specific home servers. This is all of them, from what I understand. And they just can't seem to scale with the way that they thought they were going to. And it's just dumb. It's shaky, and everything's built on top of it is not stable. So I'm going back to IRC. IRC is just freaking awesome. I got back on IRC here a while back on the Libera chat because I was big into Ubuntu. I was going to attempt to take the reins of the Michigan loco, which that's not going to happen no more because of the day job situation. I can't seem to really get a day off to confirm, you know, my days off until they happen. And then one day that I'm supposed to be off are Sundays, but here lately I'm stuck working on the Sundays as well. It's just a stupid shit show. But anyways, I digress. Go back to IRC. I was in the Ubuntu rooms and I was loving it. It's cool. I can keep the client up. But the problem with IRC on LiberaChat, at least, is that when you log out, you log back in, you don't get to see what you missed. Yeah, it's not, you know, IRC is not the great, you know, flashy Matrix or Discord servers or even that kind of stuff. You know, it's where you can scroll back through days, months, and years of history. But you can do that on the right IRC networks, and depending on how they got their server set up. I honestly don't know if they can federate. I doubt that they can. But that's not that big of a deal. IRC is such a small little stable protocol that just freaking works. And there's really no reason not to use it. So anyways, Interloper, fellow Linux user, excuse me, I'm trying to chew. His website, intr.cx, is that what it is? Yeah, intr.cx. He offers a mail server, XMPP, and IRC servers. So I hopped on it. I was on his XMPP server for a while, and I think I still got an account or whatever, but I lost the login for it. Sorry, Interloper. That's why I never logged back in, because I distro hop and I lost the login creds. But IRC, I can handle that, so that I can kind of understand. So now over on his IRC, it's a small server. it's accessible through ClearNet as well as the DarkNet, which is, you know, Tor and I2P. The server runs Ergo for IRC V3 support. So these people that say IRC is outdated, it's horrible. No, it's not. It still works and it's still being updated. There are businesses that use IRC. That was what I found interesting when I was in one of the Ubuntu rooms here in Michigan. There is one of the users, the company he works for is required to use IRC to communicate, which is kind of cool. The other thing is about Interloper's server. It's got IP cloaking is enabled and the hostname lookup is disabled. So when you log into it, it's not going to tell you, oh, your name is blah, 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 and this is your IP address. That stuff's not announced. It's got a built-in bouncer functionality so that, you know, you can see the history of the room or channel that you're talking in. So you don't miss anything if you log out. You can log in and get caught up. For registration, you need to use SASL. SASL is very easy to use. Nothing to worry. You just register your nick and boom, you're done. And then you can log back in and, you know, it's there. Just if you don't want it, if you're using a client that doesn't have SASL, just, you know, log in and smack it with your NICSER identify. To connect to it, just go to enter.cx and then port 6697. It's required if you're using CertFP, and for Tor and I2P connections, the certificate won't be valid, so disabling SSL verification is probably the best idea. I have not tried it yet on Tor. I do not have I2P set up on my computer right now. I do have Tor through the Brave browser, but I haven't tried it yet. I'll probably be trying out the Tor stuff too, but he gives the addresses here. It's very cool. All the links are going to be in the show notes. The one that I am using, the client that I am using is Halloy. Halloy is very cool and it's just absolutely awesome. Like I said, if you want to join the Liberty Bytes IRC, it's on enter.cx. It's on the Interloper's server and just type in /join and then hash Liberty Bytes, capital L and a capital B, and you will join that room. So right now it's just me and Interloper talking. he's also got a lounge channel, so you can talk on it for a while. There is a Liberty Bytes room on LiberaChat. I want to try to delete that because I'm not going to use LiberaChat, because LiberaChat's got the IP logging and all that crap on there. And no, it's not as private as what Interloper's got set up. And, you know, just don't break his VPS. I don't think the three of you are going to break the VPS. The three of you that listen to the show. But yeah, this is what I'm going to do. Other than the blog at libertybytes.online, you're going to be able to keep up with me on, of course, X/Uncle Bonehead on X. You can keep up with me on Blurt. You can keep up with me on Noster. I use Primal.net as my Noster client. And now you can catch me on IRC. Matrix, I'm going to pretty much just kind of let it fall to the wayside. I like it as much as I love Matrix. It's just not for me. There is absolutely no need for it. There's no need to constantly switch home servers when you know, to go shopping for a home server. No, that's not right. Just use IRC. It's been there for 30 years. It works. Why change something and try to fix something that ain't broke? Just use what works. So that's going to be it for today. I do have, where was I at? Oh yeah, I wrote this out. I wanted this to, be, you know, fancy. And I wrote this big long script and I didn't even cover it. Look at the script. Anyways, I've already pretty much abandoned Discord, Facebook, InstaChat, Snapgrams, all that shit. Fuck it. I'm done with them. Like I said, you can find me on Noster, Blurt, X, and now IRC. I'll keep the Matrix alive, just like I kept matrix.org alive, my home server there, or my user account there. And I've kept my Discord server user, or my Discord username alive. But I haven't logged into Discord for probably 3 months or more. Matrix is quickly becoming the same thing. I'm not going to cover it anymore. It's just dumb. There's no need for it. I'm not going to use it. They're all just personal data vacuums. I am grateful to Interloper for allowing me to do this. If you guys come over there and hang out on IRC, he'll love it. He's been wanting to get more people on it. I'm also grateful to him and people like him that create, host, and share their servers with the world. If you're able to throw some Monero, WowNero, or Bitcoin his way, feel free to do so. He's got a donation page on his site. I'll put a direct link to it in the show notes. This shift for me isn't about just the technology. It's about the philosophy. It's about choosing tools that serve our needs without overpromising or overcomplicating. Maybe it's time we all look back at what worked well in the past. You know, after all, sometimes the old ways are still the best ways. Coming up in the next foreseeable future episodes, I'm going to cover DarkFi and this thing called Mitra, however you pronounce it. And I'm also going to cover Blurt. So there you have it. We will catch you guys again next time. I'm supposed to be playing the outro music and I forgot where it was at. Let me turn it down so it's not going to be like slamming everybody's ears. Yeah. There we go. So we'll see you guys again next time. Be good. Be safe. Don't stick your finger where you won't stick your face. Man, I suck at the outro still. I've been podcasting how long and I never get this right? Alright, that's enough for now. We'll catch you guys again next time. Be good. I walk down, voices rise.
Take back your freedom, it's not a game.